Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Today is Friday, April the 16th. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria has a technical problem this morning, and so she will not be able to celebrate Ladies National Librarian Day with us because she's not here. So we'll have to celebrate it, and we can do that maybe in our trending box, Jay. I wish I could say this was, you know, the old program, the Good Day Show. We'd always start with something good and then go downhill from there. Maybe the best thing I can start with before we get to the shootout in the FedEx facility is the special work that we've done this week on the DJV program, along with a lot of other radio programs around the country, hundreds of them, supporting Feeding America. The radioathon went on for couple of days, and you can still give because there are 37 million people here in our country that are struggling still with hunger, and now probably more than ever they need the assistance that's provided by $1, 10 meals, $1. Believe it or not, that's how efficient they are. But we got all these people who are out of work because of the last year's circumstances, and so Feeding America working to try to get $1, $2, $3, even $5, everything helps. So please make a donation today and through the weekend because the phone situation, the website, it'll be all up until Sunday. Visit radiocares.org or you can text radio to 662266 and the donation link will be sent right to your phone. Whatever help you can give, certainly appreciated by all of us who have done this, but more importantly, the people who need the help, because there are certainly lots of people who need the help. Speaking of help, Jennifer, help us understand this latest craziness at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis, will you please?
Yeah, I don't know if I can help you understand it, but I can tell you about it. Indianapolis police say that 8 people were shot and killed at a FedEx facility near the airport on Thursday night. Multiple others have injuries, according to the reports. The alleged shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to the police. And at least 4 people were hospitalized, including 1 person with critical injuries. 2 others were treated at the scene and released. No law enforcement officers were injured. That was reported at least this morning. The motive in this, we don't know, but there are multiple people, again, with injuries consistent with gunshot wounds. A lot of people have been shot because of this. Officers responded to the report of shots fired about 11 p.m. local time. They found an active shooter at the scene. The site, this FedEx site is right near Indianapolis International Airport, according to reports. Police say they believe there's no active threat right now to the community anymore. That has been neutralized. But again, as we wait for the motive, what was it? Is this someone who worked for FedEx? Was this a terror attack? Was this workplace violence? Certainly a mass casualty, and they call it a mass casualty level 1, whatever that means, meaning that it's now safe for emergency responders to go to the scene. But it just feels like there is, I don't know about you guys, but I was looking at local news. It just feels like in where I live in Los Angeles, violence is up. It feels like across the country, violence is up. It feels like there's just so much anger and.
Yep, there is.
And I don't know.
Anger,
you know,
maybe, and depression.
Anger, both. Depression, is it the result of being locked down for a year? I don't know. I mean, it just seems like we have to figure out what's going on here. And it's not just a feeling. I heard from the sheriff in Los Angeles that crime is up 200%. So it's not like I'm sitting here going, oh, it just feels that way. Crime is up 200% in Los Angeles.
All different categories, robberies,
all different.
Murders,
there were 60
everything.
Murders last month. 60 yeah. murders.
It's I mean, Chicago.
Yeah, so it's
there
not.
There was a little kid
is
shot
just
and murdered in Chicago.
Well,
this week.
A little kid
that,
holding
right?
A little kid holding a gun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I get it, but it still is another statistic. So, and I'm wondering about these big facilities. You know, the UPS people have been very successful. FedEx has been very successful because of Amazon and what's going on. And they've created these huge warehouses for moving packages from, you know, place A to place B. And we've seen the unrest in the Amazon facilities, and there's, you know, one wonders, although the unions have done a pretty good job of getting for their employees at UPS, not so much at FedEx, but UPS is a pretty satisfying place for most people who work, at least according to what I hear from people that, you know, like working for the company. And that hasn't been the case at Amazon, at least in some of their facilities. There was a, you know, there was an attempt to unionize in Alabama, either, what was it, earlier this week or last week. And so now Bezos is acknowledging that there is a lot of work to do when it comes to employees, to benefits, to what they are paid. And he said, we will not fail at this. But when I saw that, and then I saw the business, what happened in Indianapolis, these are huge, big warehouses, with lots of people, and they're open, and they're just subject to all kinds of stuff. And but the rules, the reason I'm making the statement this way is because the rules and regulations at UPS seem very worker-friendly. So I would, unless this guy was a ne'er-do-well and he got hired, you know, they've all been struggling to hire people. UPS has hired over 100,000 new permanent workers. There's a UPS facility in the next town across from the garage that I use. And they've been renting trucks because they don't have enough. They've been hiring employees right and left because they are so busy delivering packages. That all started with COVID when, you know, you see the wealth of Bezos increased by $13 billion over the course of this last year because there's so much more demand for what Amazon is doing. And in turn, even though Amazon's shipping a lot of stuff, but they're shipping also through UPS, and look at all the other ancillary things. Look at the things we all have ordered ourselves. I just bought four pillows, and they were shipped here by UPS. I buy stuff for farm tractors as we get things ready to roll on the farm, parts and things that we need, and they all have come. I've never had so many boxes delivered to me. I usually go to the source, but a lot of the sources that were around me locally are closed down, so you got to go find a national supplier. And I think that's probably true in most every business. So there's a lot of activity there, and you wonder if two and two doesn't make four. At this point, nobody seems to know even anything about this guy, right, Jennifer? Is there
no? They don't. Info? They just said that he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah,
so
but
we
who
don't
he
know.
Was and whether
yeah.
he was an employee.
We don't know.
That's
it
not
hasn't
not
been released. No, we don't know any of that.
No name.
So what is that? How's that affecting trending stories, Jay's turn to turn things around or turn them over to you? The things that we often talk about that are trending, some of them are very newsy, some of them are kind of culturally motivated or oriented. Do we have, is it too early because this just sort of happened for people to be reacting?
Yeah, I mean, the story itself is trending, but as far as comments on it, there's not much. People are still trying to figure out what the rest of the story is. I mean, who this person was. There's no age. There's not even, was this a man? Was this a woman? There's nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I also I think is interesting, too? Not just that feeling that it's just more dangerous and more violent and more angry and depressed right now than it was, but the other thing that feels weird is how certain crimes will have everything identified immediately, and others we're waiting for. I don't remember feeling like the police were holding back a lot of information, but it feels like with the King Super shooting or with the Asian shoot, the one at the Asian spas we knew about right away, but yet the King Supers guy we didn't know about for almost 24 hours. It's really strange how it's not consistent anymore with the release of information. I'm sure by now police know who this person is. It's strange
they're
why some people
close
are getting
to the vest.
Yeah, but it's strange how some of them, they come out right away and say, this is Robert Long. He walked into an Asian spa and started shooting, and then the King Super, nothing. This guy, nothing. It's strange.
Well, I'm looking at the talkers list, the charts for this week, which we'll go over later on during the program. Number three is gun control. And even though, as this story list was prepared, the event in Indianapolis hadn't happened, it certainly plays into that. And the continuing conversation is very important in all levels, at all in all regions of the country. Number two, the race relations problems, the police, as you're suggesting, are they acting differently than they were before? And that certainly brings a focus on the trial that's, I guess, now over, right? Is everybody's rested and
well, the defense rested. They come back Monday for closing statements, and then the jury will start deliberating. I don't think they wanted to send them. No, I think that's a mistake too.
No, big mistake. Huge mistake. Huge mistake. All kinds of bias there. Good heavens.
Well, not only for the obvious reasons, not only for the bias, but let's just, play both scenarios. So if Chauvin is acquitted, people are going to be speculating about it in one way. But if he's not, if he's charged, this gives him a perfect path forward for appeal because he's going to say he had a tainted jury pool and that it was impossible for him to get a fair trial. So I don't know.
Yep. There it is. It goes round and round. It's like a circle, Jennifer, Jay.
Right.
Around and around we go and where we stop, who knows? It's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirchner. We haven't banned J and J's here, right? We have Jennifer and Jay, even though the J and J has.
We are unbannable.
That's right. Unbannable. Sometimes. Well, listen.
Don't cause clotting.
Let's hope that that's not the case. All right. So anyway, a couple of quick vaccine notes here. The third vaccine dose may be needed in the next year, according to the chief of Pfizer, because there are variants and they're going to have come up with some kind of a concoction that will address the B117. Now there's the B351. There's the B and not to be. That is the question. People are likely to need a booster. That's basically, I think, the newest
thing. And I don't think it's just for the booster variants, too. But I think, weren't people expecting all along that the Pfizer and the Moderna shot might need a booster and a continuous booster, by the way, moving forward?
Meanwhile, instead of telling people how many folks have been vaccinated, which is now in the tens of millions, the headline today is 6,000 people have developed COVID even after they've had the shots. Is that something that will scare people away? All that does, if you're trying to get people vaccinated and they say, well, what the hell's the point of that? Without looking at the numbers together, I think that's not particularly helpful either. One way or another, this is yet another. Look at the things this week. What a mess. Everybody's going to have a headache. Working through this. 18 after the hour. Here's a way for you to feel better about yourself, though. If you're losing weight and you want to keep it off, the one way to do it is with Calitrin. That's the message. I'm looking at some of the images, some of the videos that come from the folks, because if you go to toploss.com and see the improvement that people have come to respect, they will tell you right there. Their names are there, how much weight they've lost, what the effect has been, the side benefits with the weight loss, all the things that have taken people through this fabulous Calitrin journey that I've been talking. We have been on this journey with these folks for now 4 years, telling the story about Calitrin, how it works so successfully, and lots of people have benefited from that who listen to this program, and that's good. Congratulations to you and all of your successes. You want success in the continuing fight against the big bulge? Then you need to go to toploss.com and get yourself onto the Calitrin program. It certainly is easy. They have a spring special right now. It's explained when you go to toploss.com how you can buy one, get another one free, how many you can get, and get the people in your family onto this program so that everybody is healthy, everybody's at the right weight level. Check it out, toploss.com. And when you check out, make sure you use the DJV code for all the benefits of the good deals that you hear about here and no shipping charges. That's Calitrin, losing weight the right way at toploss.com. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Friday the 16th is upon us, and we are ready to dig into what's missing in your life. That is a discussion of some
of the... You got a minute?
maybe a couple of minutes.
Make yourself comfortable.
Yeah, right. Okay. The clubhouse will visit the trending portion, the trending room of the clubhouse right after this.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, so Jay and Jay here. Jay, well, they both, I think, both the Jays can participate in this conversation about the missing California hiker. I don't remember hearing about this. I know Palmdale is up to 10 about 40, 50 miles.
Yeah.
The 14, excuse me.
The, yeah, 14, yeah, 15. The 14. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a ways out, but it's not that far up. A lot of ranches and stuff up there. So, ladies, what's the story of this person who was a hiker that disappeared? I didn't.
Yeah,
when did this
such a great story that could have gone so wrong. Rene Compion,
yeah.
He's 45. He was hiking near Mount Waterman, Southern California.
The way she said that is a question mark, Jennifer,
yeah,
asking
Mount
you to.
Mount Waterman?
Sorry.
Where, is that up in the mountain? That's a mountainy area.
San Gabriel Mountains?
Yeah.
That's part of the mountain. That sounded like a question, too. I'm not familiar with these areas. Okay, so he's hiking. He snaps a picture, texts it to his friend. The picture shows his knees like dangling down from this canyon or from this precipice with the canyon below and slopes are in the distance. And he texts it to his friend, and then he goes off the map. So he's reported missing later that evening by a friend who, I don't know if this is the same friend he texted earlier or if it was a different friend, but the friend who reported him missing said that they received a text from him that he was worried he was lost and the battery in his phone was dying. It was running low. And then he never made it home. So the friend that received the text turns the photo over to the LA County Sheriff's Department. They post the photo to social media asking if anyone recognizes the spot. Well, Benjamin Kuo saw the message, who claims, like, he calls himself a satellite image aficionado. It's his hobby. He says it's a weird hobby, but he loves looking at photos and trying to figure out where they are taken. Right, no, don't get a life. He saved somebody.
He saw
the photo and then using satellite images.
What's that shoe?
right. Maps and scenery below, like, where Compion's feet were in the photo. And he figures out these coordinates, sends them to the police. The police get a helicopter to go survey that area, and sure enough, they find him. And they're able to get him to a nearby campsite. He didn't even need to be hospitalized or anything, but he was worried that he wouldn't make it another day because
it's something to be thankful
for. It was so cold. Yeah.
Right. Now there's the story also in California of these two little dogs that chased a bear out of a house.
Yeah, in Pasadena. I mean, this, you have to see this video. We'll post it on @DJBShow, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But these two little dogs, these two little terriers are like, not in my house. They go chasing this brown bear totally out. The brown bear scurries off. I mean, it's comical.
Pretty close to your neighborhood,
like,
too, Jennifer.
Yeah, those are my neighbors. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right, well, congratulations to the dogs as much as anything else. Very cool stuff. There's a lot of great stuff trending. Catch it at DJV Show on Twitter. It's 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility, commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments, and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code D.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A gunman opened fire at a FedEx warehouse facility in Indianapolis, Indiana, late Thursday night, killing at least 8 people and wounding multiple others. The location is near the airport, and the suspect took his own life, is all we know at this time. Kim Potter, the former Brooklyn Center police officer charged with second-degree manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, made her first court appearance Thursday. Potter appeared remotely with her defense attorney, Earl Gray. During the hearing, Potter was told she is not allowed to possess, use, or transport firearms, ammunition, or explosives. She is next expected to appear in person 1:30 p.m. local time, May 17th. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, said on Thursday that he will no longer be wearing a mask at the Capitol since he is fully vaccinated. At this point, I've been vaccinated. Everyone working in the Senate has been vaccinated. CDC has said in small groups, particularly with people who are vaccinated, do not need to wear masks. End quote. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
NASCAR racing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Pole position number one Sunday goes to Martin Truex Jr. when racing starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. Martin sat down with Motor Racing Network and talks about his recent successes at short tracks.
I think, you know, just learning the new road courses that we haven't been to yet. You know, COTA's, we did the tire test out of COTA. That was a really unique, different track. Very different road course than anything we race on. I think it's like kind of like if you mash together Watkins Glen and Sonoma, it's kind of what it is. It's got a little bit of everything. So that I thought was fun, and I think it's going to be a good show. And I've never been to Road America. You know, I enjoy watching there on, you know, the races that they have. And, you know, just learning those new courses is fun. You know, Road America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So, I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
Martin will be using NASCAR's next-gen car slated for the 2022 season.
Yeah, you got to get through this year first. I know in the background that JGR, they're working on the new car. Everybody at TRD and at Toyota, they're all working on, you know, planning and figuring out how all that stuff's going to look. And when you go inside the actual, you know, 19 team, the 20, the 18, the 11, whatever, we're all focused on the job at hand, which is, you know, how do we go win this championship this year? So there's a little bit of everything going on, but we focus on, you know, what's closest to us right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Friday is upon us. Good heavens, these days come quicker and quicker, don't they?
It's end Friday every other day, isn't it?
And it's, it feels like it's Friday. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm not mad at it, but, you know.
No, it is. We had a busy week here on the DJV program. Jennifer's here. Jay is here. The two J&Js. Victoria is not able to be with us today. Back on Monday. Well, that is if Verizon gets their act together. She's moving this weekend, and as usual, Verizon has made a mess out of things, which is pretty much their standard bill of fare. Good God, how that company survives is beyond me. It really is an awful, awful, awful company. Anyway, so we have the continuing request for support from the Feeding America folks. The Radio-a-thon, I want to have you pay attention to this over the weekend if you can. If you haven't heard about it so far, we will continue all over the country. The problem that we have is all over the country, hitting everybody, more and more people that you know, families, neighbors, find themselves in a pretty desperate situation. So we're fighting against hunger with the RadioCares.org Feeding America campaign. And you can go to the website for Radio Cares, RadioCares.org,
or you can just text the word radio to 662266, and they'll send the donation link right to your phone. Feeding America Radiothon. Thanks to all the folks. I think we did about the same as we did last year, about $40,000, somewhere in that vicinity, $40,000. I think, although Victoria said yesterday it was close to $50,000. It was somewhere in there. And all the other folks that have worked on this on hundreds of radio stations. The pandemic drags on, as we know. Just look around every day. There's something about Fauci. There's something about the stats. There's something about the new variants. And so that slows people down. So if you can help, that'd be great. It'd be wonderful. You'll feel better. You'll feel great about doing it. And there's probably some money someplace, no matter how desperate things are for you, that you can.
I keep saying that, you know what, no, I totally get that people don't have a lot of money. People have been trying to save their money during the last year because they're uncertain about what the future holds. All this spending, inflation might be coming along. But you know what, we all still go out for coffee once a week. Maybe we all go out once a day for our Starbucks. And that's, I mean, imagine what just skipping coffee one day could do. If you spend $5, $6, $7, $10 on going out for fast food or for coffee, that does a lot. I mean, 10 meals for a dollar, think what $10 does. That's a powerful contribution.
Yep, sure is. And just for the heck of it, it's National Librarian Day. I don't want to forget that, paying attention to or acknowledging the libraries. Remember, it was, I remember the Dewey Decimal System when I was a kid learning that. Did you learn
me
that?
Me too.
The
yes.
two of
yes.
you learning the,
yeah.
huh?
The card
Dewey
catalog.
Decimal System. Yes. Hooray.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And it was Carnegie who was responsible for building most of the public libraries after the steel business went bananas after the Industrial Revolution. Late 1800s it got started, and then the 20th century brought a lot of these libraries, serving as kind of a lifeline for families who were looking a lot of free entertainment, the books, right? And after the Depression, the people didn't have any money again, kind of like where we are now for a lot of folks. So the library offered new and exciting ways for you to get distracted. You can get audiobooks today, right? E-reader materials and computer skill classes at the library.
My language mom only, because you know my mom is a huge reader. I mean, she pounds through the books. And she, you know, it surprised me. I'm like, so what have you been reading? Where have you been getting your stuff? Because she could go broke. I mean, she's retired now. She's on a fixed income. So she would go broke on her salary. And she just told me the other day, she's like, oh my gosh, all I do is use the library. And they download stuff to your Kindle now. It's not even like you have to go there to pick up a book. You know, you can just take it and it downloads to you. And I think that's so cool. I miss going to the library. That was one of my favorite things as a kid, to just go once a week and get 12 books.
I remember as a first grader at Jonathan Maynard Elementary School here in Framingham, we used to go over, the lady's name was Mrs. Nielsen, I'm trying to remember her first name, and she would read every Monday afternoon. We'd go over at 12:30, we'd all go from the school across the street to the library, and she would read to us, she'd bring us to the library. She taught us about the Dewey Decimal System and the other things, but it was the imagination quotient that she got. I've always had a vivid imagination. And I think I give credit to a lot of the things that I learned early on from being in the library, because I like your, I'm very curious. I have always read a lot. I don't read as much anymore for fun. I read because I want to make sure I'm up on most of the stuff going on, even though I don't specialize in sports. Once in a while, I'll even go down that street. But there's a lot of stuff that we need to learn. This was really blew me away. This week I was paying one of the kids that works on the farm. And he had messed up his hours. So I put a note on his check as to why I had changed the amount. And he came to me and he said, I can't read this. And I looked at him. This kid's 18 years old, graduate of Framingham Public Schools. He said, I can't read it. I said, what are you talking about? You can't read it. He said, I can't read what you've said. You don't understand it? He said, no, I don't understand what the letters say. I don't understand the words written. I mean, I looked at him. I was flabbergasted. He said, I don't have to write anything. And he doesn't. Just text everything. So I read him the note that I wrote in cursive in a way that was very easy for anybody that, you know, could read to understand. But he couldn't understand the one sentence that I put on the sticky note. It was really, wow. I did that, and, you know, all these people that are teachers, and I don't consider teachers educators per se. I think there's something about educators that deserves a little different. A little different accolade. Anyway, teachers today don't do what teachers did before, whether it's good or bad. I don't know that the youngsters are learning anything better. They're not learning how to think. They're learning what to think, but not how to think. And I see it every day with this kid. He's on the farm every single day working with the animals. He's a great kid, loves the farm. It's a perfect place for him because he doesn't have the skills to get a job anywhere else, amongst other things. He didn't pay attention in school. But interestingly enough, his girlfriend is Brazilian, and everything on his phone and his he's mastered Portuguese. He can speak Portuguese like he was native. It's because he wanted to, because he wants to learn how to talk to this girl. So it's really amazing. Okay. One of the things people will be talking about over the weekend is the funeral. Apparently, Princes William and Harry are not going to walk side by side at the funeral tomorrow. They're going to follow, though, the coffin into the church ahead of Prince Philip's funeral. Buckingham Palace released a broad outline of the program for the Queen's husband. The palace revealed that William and Harry's cousin, Peter Phillips, will walk behind the princes as they escort the coffin to the chapel at Windsor Castle. Prince Charles, who gets the throne, father of the two of them, along with the sister Princess Anne, going to lead the procession. About 15 people will be in it. The palace says we're not going to be drawn into the perceptions of drama or anything like that. Even by acknowledging it, though, they're brought into it. So that was kind of a silly statement.
No matter what you do, people are going to be looking at everything.
Exactly.
There's going to be a lot of interest and a lot of people speculating about why things are the way they happen. So,
mm-hmm.
Queen has already said no royals will be wearing the military uniform. Because
Harry was stripped of his, right? Yeah.
Right. Well, it actually starts with Prince Andrew.
Right.
Who's also been stripped.
Right. Yes. And yeah, he left everything.
But he's been around this week talking.
Yeah, he has. No shame.
Yeah. Right. No. Hey. Speaking of that, an Indian lawyer duped into believing that she was in a relationship with Prince Harry and then attempted to seek legal action against him for breaking his promise to marry her. This is really weird. This lady says that she had been contacted by the Duke on social media. He told her he wanted to marry her.
Right.
Come on. Are you that
stupid? That's her problem.
Yeah, huh? That happens to me all the time. I don't know about you, but I'm floating around social media, and these royals, they just won't get off my back. They just constantly want to get married, and it's just, ugh.
They want to throw their money at you? It's like,
And then they want me to hold their money, like, especially the Nigerian royalty. I mean, they're constantly coming after me to hold on to their money. Uh-huh. And I just, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, it's very hard. Yeah, get that, Jennifer. All right, so let's talk about California again, because as usual, California usually makes or breaks what's going on in the rest of the country. So the focus is now on PG&E for neglecting, really. Isn't that interesting? The regulators now are going after them for a change. Is that because Gavin Newsom is telling them to? Because he wants to say, look, I fixed the problem, so you
don't have to recall me.
Right.
Yeah, don't recall me. Come on.
27,000 buildings have been lost over the past few years because of P&G's role or lack thereof in cleaning under the power lines and really taking care of their equipment. It's so appalling that it's so obvious, Jennifer.
And I don't like to give Gavin Newsom a pass about much.
No.
But I'll say that this problem stems back to Jerry Brown, who was California governor at the time. And I know, Doug, we've talked about this, but maybe people have missed the story behind the story with PG&E. And that is that former Governor Brown gave them this cap for liabilities. So right. PG&E had a decision before themselves. Do we spend the money that we have to upgrade all of our infrastructure throughout the state, or do we just pay out people who lose everything when our infrastructure fails? And because Jerry Brown put the cap on how much their liability can be, for them, the best economical decision was to just pay out people when their infrastructure failed. Until you have these gigantic fires like they did with it, destroyed entire towns, entire cities gone, and then people start giving them...
My great-friend Maria Trilogy's son was the first one to die, and they still, after all this time, they haven't come up with a settlement. The lawyers are trying to chisel these families down. The lawyers are getting plenty of dough, but they're trying to chisel down the families when, you know, a lawyer for Maria's family... I said, well, this is what, he was 46 years old, this is what the rest of his life is worth. They wanted to cut it in half. Well, you don't really know that. You know, that kind of
And the sad thing about class action lawsuits, I was just thinking about this yesterday. I got a card in the mail. I know you guys have all gotten them too. You know, when there's a class action lawsuit against your phone provider or whatever. Well, this one was against my insurance company. And, you know, if you've been a client of Anthem, blah, 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 they, you know, you could be eligible to receive all this money. There's a settlement of $50 billion that will be dispersed to you. You know you're going to get 27 cents from this, right? Every person's going to probably get like 35 cents if you're lucky. Because the lawyers of these class action lawsuits end up taking so much. But people like Maria Trilogy or like me who, you know, who don't have any power, you, everybody singly, we don't have the power. So we feel compelled to get into these big lawsuits. And it's all the lawyers that make money. That's it. I mean, everybody else just gets it sort of handed to them. It's, I don't know.
Not good. Not a great situation.
Usually. I mean, sometimes there are alternatives to that scenario, but.
So tell me about ex-Vice President Pence. Was this emergency surgery for his pacemaker? What, or has this been going on for a while? Nobody knew about it.
I don't really know, but I was kind of surprised yesterday to see.
I was too.
That he was recovering from getting a pacemaker installed. And I guess I don't know that it was a super big emergency, but they said he had a slow heart rate over the past couple of weeks. And so they decided that it would be the best to give him swift help. You know, obviously he's the vice president.
Was it late 60s? 60 something.
See how old Mike Pence is.
I think he's like 67, maybe 68, somewhere in there. I think
he looks older than he is because he's got the white hair. But
white hair.
Let's see. He's 61.
61. Okay, that is kind of young to have that problem. So wonder what his family history is like. What is he going to do, by the way? What's his?
He's going to make a lot of money because somebody just gave him a big. But no, he got a two-book deal. People believe it will bring him millions of dollars and also probably give him the opportunity if he wants to run in 2024. I honestly think he was a really good, effective vice president.
He was loyal to the nth degree. And then Trump last weekend talks about in the same breath as he talks about McConnell, he says that Pence was not loyal.
He said he was disappointed. You know, I don't know. I mean, that's where I would split from Trump because I think Mike Pence didn't have any other options, essentially.
He could have just said, you know, gone his own separate way like some vice presidents have done, and he didn't. Every word out of his mouth was the president this and the president that, president's deal, the president here, the president. No.
I think he was very good and very effective
about Trump when he said that about Pence. Other times, maybe not so much, but that was really horrible. Those of you who think Trump walks on water, he fell through the water on that one, fell through the ice. 48 after the hour on the DJV program. Last time you thought about your nose was probably when you woke up this morning or when you went to bed last night. You woke up to that feeling, that heaviness in your nose, and you've been struggling maybe with asthma, like the rest of us here, who have the wheezing that comes from all of the pollen that's everywhere, and just want a relief factor. And the relief factor here is the Navage Nose Cleaner. The system makes it easy for you to clean your nose out and get rid of all the stuff that's been gathering there through the night or through the day. You'll love yours. So start using it. Go to Navage.com, Navage, Navage.com, and check out the guarantee that's there, no questions asked guarantee. Check out the way that it works, how easy it is to use it, and how much better it is than anything else that's out there. Spray your nose, clean your nose. The first line of defense, pretty much against all of the airborne threats, is Navage. Order it now at Navage.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Fifty-three after the hour now. This is the this is the overview here of what's going on in the world of technology. Tech Talk time. Normally Victoria Keelan steps up to the plate to hit the top five from this week out of the park, but because she's not with us today, Jay Kirshner and I will go through the list. I'll start with number five. We'll go to number one. Top five stories from technology at number five. Netflix redesigning its profiles for children to make them more visually appealing and more prominently displaying popular characters from children's programs. The redesign features a row of the most watched shows right on the home screen, with characters from the shows appearing on top of the title boxes. The decision to include characters was to help children better recognize their favorite shows. That's what Netflix says. It's going to be like a child walking into their own room where they know where every Lego piece is. For a show to appear in the favorites row, it must be watched at least once. The shows that appear on the favorites row won't just be Netflix shows. They'll be from the full catalog. So there's something. I'm not a big fan of children having access to any of this stuff until they're much more mature. Jay, I don't know what you're thinking about for Mac, but keeping him away from, especially the first 4 or 5 years, any screens is the only way to keep his brain from becoming jumbled. So there is a word
totally
to the wise.
He totally watches TV.
Huh?
He totally watches TV.
Really?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Vampirina. We're big Disney Junior people.
Really? Okay. All right.
I know. We're those people. Google Assistant.
Yeah. Go ahead. Number four.
Number four, Google Assistant has a new takeout feature. The pandemic has made ordering restaurant takeout a lot more popular. Not only is it safer, but it's still supporting local businesses. So what this feature will do is... you will have Google Assistant fill in contact information and payment details automatically. Now, this is for Android phones after you visit a restaurant through Google search, and it's only for restaurants that are, you know, coordinating with the Google Assistant app. So you use the Google app on an Android phone, and then you tag in Google Assistant once you've done your order, you've completed ordering, and then Google Assistant will do the rest.
All right. Wealth of information here as we go through the list. Number three on the list of the top tech stories this week, Apple's next big reveal of new products taking place the 20th next week, an invite teasing the upcoming event with a spring-loaded tagline to it. Maybe you've seen it already. The timing of the event does favor an announcement for new iPad Pro, although the new the 11 and 12.5-inch tablets are expected to have a similar design to last year's models. A larger version will reportedly be Apple's first with a mini LED display. Other improvements rumored include a faster processor with performance in line with the M1 chip Apple used in its recent Max upgrade, better cameras, things like that. The new iPad mini with a larger 8.5 to 9-inch screen, up from 7 and 7.9 inches last time around, also reportedly coming in the first half of the year. Another contender to appear at the event is Apple's AirTags, Apple's long-rumored tile competitor, which small fobs that you can place in your luggage, on a bicycle, a car, whatever, to track your items on your iPhone. Apple's planning to revamp its iMac lineup this year as well. So that's that report. Up next, number two, Jay, a focus on LinkedIn.
500 million LinkedIn users had their data up for sale on a hacker site. Now, this is scrapped. This information posted for sale on the website. It's popular for hackers. It includes archives from user IDs, names, email addresses, phone numbers, genders, professional titles, links to other social media profiles. Now, while it's not as sensitive information as credit card information or social security, people can still do enough. Now, LinkedIn has more than 675 million members, according to its website, meaning that around three-quarters of its users' information may be included in this database breach.
Do you belong to LinkedIn?
I do, but I can't say I've used it. I don't even know the last time I used it. I think I'm a brunette in my photo, if that shows how long. I've had many different hair colors since then.
I belong, but I never use it. Some people, I get 20 or so connections a week, and I just don't pay much attention to them. All right, the number one tech story of the week is a focus on the vaccine card scam for COVID, the scam circulating online. And a lot of people are being warned not to fall into this trap. Fake vaccination cards being sold in large quantities. The FBI issued a memo this week noting that the production, sale, or purchase of these cards could mean serious trouble for anybody involved. Last week, 47 state attorneys general issued a letter to the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and Shopify CEO and eBay CEO regarding the fake vaccination cards being marketed on their platforms. Even in some cases, thieves are using the images people have posted on social media. So take them down. If you have them up there, take down your vaccine card so people don't have access to the information that's on there. That's a word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. Those are the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.